In 2010, Duke set a goal of cutting its carbon emissions 17% by 2020 compared to 2005. That's a sort of benchmark year used in international climate agreements. In recent years, Duke has closed a dozen coal-fired power plants, and more shutdowns are in the works. Carbon emissions are now down 29% from 2005 levels. So in its latest sustainability report, Duke raises that goal, says spokesman Randy Wheelis.
We had a goal of a 17% reduction by 2020. We're easily passing that goal. So it just made sense when we looked at the investment we're going to be making in clean energy in the future that we can do better. And so we've upped that goal to 40% by the year 2030.
Duke has announced plans to invest $11 billion in new cleaner generating plants over the next decade. It estimates that by 2030, 36% of its electricity will come from natural gas, 9% from hydroelectric, wind, and solar. Coal will fall to 27%, down from 61% in 2005.
Our fleet overall will get cleaner and emissions will go down, and that's how we'll meet this 40% reduction by 2030.
Large companies put out sustainability reports like this every year. They're voluntary, designed to promote companies to investors, customers, and businesses. Duke isn't alone in resisting a shift back to coal. Reuters News Service recently surveyed 32 U.S. utilities and found most have no plans to halt investments in cleaner energy. So even if the Trump administration creates a more favorable environment for coal producers, it's unlikely that demand for coal will make a big rebound. Surveys show consumers want more renewable energy. So do climate scientists. Brian Maggie is an atmospheric scientist at UNC Charlotte. He says cutting emissions is critical to improving air quality.
The ideal portfolio is one where we are decarbonized. We've moved completely away from fossil fuels and reduced the emissions, carbon emissions, to a bare minimum.
He says the trend is going in the right direction, though not as fast as a scientist might like. He notes that big utilities can't make the switch all at once. They also have to consider their businesses as they plan the transition. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.